Good evening. I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC News Minor Update. The Alaska legislature approved a compromise bill Tuesday that could shrink the permanent fund dividends to help government close a multi-billion dollar budget gap. Senate Bill 26, originally created at the request of the governor, also creates rules on how much the legislature is allowed to draw from the earnings of the $65 billion fund to spend on government versus the PFD each year. Senate Bill 26 includes a plan to limit draws on the fund's earnings based on the current market value of the fund, often referred to as percent of market value. For the next 3 years, the legislature can draw up to 5.25% of the fund's market value for permanent fund dividends and funding government. After 3 years, that draw will be dropped to 5%. The percent of market draw in fiscal 2019 will generate about $2.7 billion, which will be split between paying the 2018 dividend, which is set at $1,600, and paying for government services. A City of Fairbanks lead group is working on a plan to foreclose on the Polaris Hotel building, with the ultimate goal of demolishing the ailing downtown high-rise. Group officials say they're raising money to purchase a loan owed by the building's owner. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
City Councilman David Prus announced Monday that the Polaris Building Work Group is more than halfway along on a fundraising effort that'll be used as part of a plan to demolish the old hotel after years of unsuccessful attempts by the city to get its owner to clean it up or knock it down. Prus told fellow council members at the end of Monday's meeting that the work group is raising money to buy a note from a lender who loaned Polaris owner Mark Marlowe $130,000. He says the group had to get the deal done quickly because the note was scheduled to expire next Tuesday.
We had an option to purchase the note with $15,000 down. Is for $130,000, and it expires on May 15th.
Prus says the work group entered into a contract with the lender to buy the note, starting with a $15,000 down payment. And he says the Downtown Association of Fairbanks paid the lender $5,000 to extend the note through the end of the year. He says that boosted the cost to buy the note to $135,000. And he says the group's members have raised more than half the remaining amount needed to buy the note.
To date, we have either raised or have people commit, organizations commit, approximately about $70,000 so far. So we're about $55,000 out.
Downtown Association Executive Director David Vandenberg says his organization plays the role of aggregator of donations and sponsorships, which it then passes along to the city.
We're just an aggregator of community support for getting rid of the Polaris building. And it's a long game, but this is a really important, fairly large step.
Prus says the work group is fundraising because the city's tight budget doesn't have $130,000 to spare. He said Tuesday that buying the note will give the city a legal basis for demolishing the Polaris, the tallest building in town that was condemned in 2012 due to contamination and safety problems.
We can purchase a note and then foreclose on the Polaris building.
City officials have been trying unsuccessfully for years to get Marlowe to do something about the derelict 11-story structure that was built in 1952. Prus says he's never spoken to Marlowe and doesn't know what he thinks of the city's plans, but he says at this point, after so many disappointing efforts by the city to come to some kind of agreement with Marlowe, it's not necessary to confer with him about the demo plan.
It's beside the point.
Marlowe did not return phone calls and emails Tuesday to his Anchorage-based development company. Prus says the Downtown Association is collecting donations from those who'd like to contribute to the effort. He says the work group hopes to be able to secure the note before the end of the year and to move ahead on demolishing the Polaris as soon as possible thereafter. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.